Report, Border Crossers Found Living Inside Downtown Chicago Police Station. By John Binder on April 5, 2023. Border crossers and illegal aliens, recently bused to the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, from Texas, have been found living inside a downtown police station, local reports confirm. Since Texas started busing border crossers and illegal aliens to Chicago last year, more than 5,100 new arrivals have landed in the sanctuary city. Some of those migrants, CWV Chicago reveals, have ended up living in the city's police station. CWV Chicago reports. Walk into the Central, 1st, District station in the South Loop at night and you'll see children sleeping on blankets on the floor with no pillows and, often, their shoes still on. Most of the adults sleep on the window ledges atop the building's heating and air conditioning vents. But a couple curl up on benches outside the two lobby restroom doors, each of which sports a paper sign that limits users to 5 minutes. Emphasis added. During the day, random shoes litter the police station lobby from end to end. Some of the younger children are understandably restless and energetic. They run across the police station with an adult in hot pursuit. The families grab bottled water and food from a small table set up in the lobby, salads for lunch, snacks. Emphasis added. It has been months. Currently, there are 28 migrants camping out, with no showers in one men's room and one female bathroom, said an officer who frequents the district station. Emphasis added. The news comes as one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, known as Woodlawn, has been forced to absorb hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens after officials moved them into an abandoned school in the area. Last month, local reports suggested that close to 250 migrants were living in the former Wadsworth Elementary School. Woodlawn residents have blasted officials for failing to even take their opinions into account before moving the border crossers and illegal aliens into the school. "We are getting double talk," Stephanie Crockett MC Lean, a Woodlawn resident, said at a community meeting last month. The number of migrants at the school was 179, and then you brought in an additional 60. So this number keeps increasing without the residents' input. Officials are spending millions in taxpayer money to use the school as a migrant camp. Related, Queller on migrant busing, they're only getting a drop of what we face on border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.